and is carrying on as Mike would have wanted, every Sunday at 9, sharing her real estate knowledge, tips on buying and selling your home, information on the loans to look for, and the ones to avoid. Throughout the Real Estate Hour, call in and ask your questions direct to Allison and her guest experts. And now, her glass is always half full. Here's Allison Norman.
Good morning. Good morning. Happy Sunday morning here on KSRO, the Real Estate Hour. Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour, heard every Sunday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. Here at KSRO, 1350 a.m., 103.5 FM. I'm always, I usually listen at KSRO.com because I'm kind of all over the place when I'm listening to the radio. But KSRO.com is a great way to tune in and listen live. It is streaming live, and then you can always go to the podcast, which is you go to KSRO.com, you go to shows, and you look for Ask the Expert, and you scroll down to, well, actually, it's the first one because it's the letter A. It says Allison Norman Real Estate. I always get to be at the top. Anyway, so a lot of good information, podcasts. If you missed the show, if you missed a couple of weeks ago and you want to listen again, that is a great way to tune in and listen. And actually, while you're there, go over to the George Adair show, which is on Wednesday. It's on the air with George Adair, the loan show. He had a great interview on Wednesday about the whole homeless, you know, what's going on with the homeless situation. So tune in to that. Just gonna see if I can find it. But anyway, go. It's the same place as you're gonna find Allison Norman Real Estate for the Real Estate Hour. But just scroll down a little bit. It's on the air with George Dare. Great interview about homelessness and what's going on with Joe Rodotta Trail and all of that. I meant to post that on the Facebook page as well, which is Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman on Facebook. And actually, last week we talked about a couple of things. We were talking about vacation rentals and you know, buying homes either out of the area as a vacation rental, and kind of the importance of having a property manager when you're doing that. And I posted a couple of articles, so it's another good reason to go to the Real Estate Hour Facebook page. So it's Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman again on Facebook. And a lot of times after the show, I'll post information that we talked about. Sometimes I'll put the podcast, I'm trying to do that every week, move the podcast over so it's actually on the Facebook page as well. But there's a couple of articles, buying and renting a vacation home. There's a website called secondaddress.com, and there's a lot of good information about short-term rentals and the laws in different areas, because as I mentioned, it's really important to know that the area that you're thinking of buying a vacation rental, not just a house for you to go stay in on, you know, when you go on vacation, but one that you're actually going to rent out while you're not there. There are some pretty strict rules in a lot of areas in the entire country, really. And this secondaddress.com covers a lot of that, what the laws and really it's to help you to find out the information, but really a local realtor in whatever area you are thinking of purchasing is the one, you know, find out, do they know what the laws are? Do they sell vacation rentals? Are they comfortable giving you advice on that? Cause the last thing you want to do is get into a purchase of this home that you think is going to be a vacation rental, and it turns out that you're not allowed, you can't get a vacation rental permit. And maybe the house that, you know, the owners that you bought it from, maybe they were using it as a vacation rental, but when you go to get it, your own permit for a vacation rental, they're no longer issuing permits for those areas. So it's really important to know. And so it's a good, it's called Second Address 2ND, so as second, 2ND, and then address.com. so that was a lot of good information there. And then we also talked about housing and anti-discrimination. There was a good website about that that I posted on the Facebook page, the dfeh.ca.gov/housing-2, that talks about state law prohibiting discrimination in housing. So anyway, so like I said, tune, you know, after the show, you know, scroll over there to the Real Estate Hour on Facebook, Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman, for some great information. Sometimes it's what I was talking about, and other times it's just additional stuff that looks interesting and I want to tell you about. So anyway, so today we're going to be talking. I did have, when we left last week, I said my friend Kelly Rutherford from Prescott, Arizona, was going to call in and tell us what was going on in Arizona, because I've been talking to a lot of people who, and it, you know, was kind of odd that the last few weeks I had three different people that said they were moving to Prescott, Arizona, so I called Kelly and said, what's going on? So she was going to call in. She actually, unfortunately, had a family thing come up and can't call in, so if you are thinking of moving to Prescott, I'm glad to, or curious about, I'm glad to connect you with her, and we're going to reschedule for sometime in February. And I've got, you know, I've talked about before, I have a lot of realtor friends and colleagues and referral partners across the country. And there's some areas I've been kind of gathering information on what areas, and we're going to talk a little bit about it today, where Californians are going. Whether it's, you know, there was an article last week in the Press Democrat about, you know, all people moving out of California, the mass exodus we hear. It's a little dramatic because it sells newspapers, but really it's true. There is, I don't know if it would be a mass exodus, but there is an exodus, I think, of people out of Sonoma County and California in general. But really Sonoma County moving, you know, some people are staying in California for various reasons, and just where are they moving to? And then others are moving, you know, to cross country or to, you know, up to Washington, Oregon. So I'm going to talk a little bit about that today, kind of who's coming and going and where are they going. But over the next couple of months, I'm going to be putting together some interviews with different agents around the country, kind of getting a good look at what's happening, where, you know, whether it's for you're thinking about making a move or if you're just thinking about buying an investment property. And what I've talked about, I think I talked about it last week, is my purchasing. I bought a couple of investment properties, and I purchased them in a time when it didn't make sense in California to buy an investment property. You couldn't cash flow. You'd be, you know, in the negative unless... excuse me, unless you're paying cash outright for it. If you have to get a loan and now you have a mortgage payment, or maybe you're pulling, you know, a whole chunk of money out of your equity, or you have an inheritance, or you have some money coming in that you want to do something with. And California just at this point doesn't really make a lot of sense for a lot of people. So there's different areas across the country where, you know, you can buy a rental property for $100,000 and make some cash flow on it. You know, and cash flow being some extra money coming in every month. It's a great way to build wealth. And I, you know, feel really strongly about real estate as a way to do that. So, anyway, so I'm going to be kind of looking into areas that make sense and kind of the hot areas that people are buying. And really the goal is to get in there before everybody else in California comes with our big money when we cash out our equity, and then that drives the market up there, and it no longer becomes affordable. And, you know, we don't want to push the locals out and all that. But if it makes sense, there's some good areas. So we'll talk a little bit about that today, and then I'm going to dive into that more in the coming month. Anyway, that and more. And then just before I forget, Daniela Pavone is an attorney here. She's been on the radio show a few times. She will be here next Sunday, Super Bowl Sunday. See, Joe says, yay. Anyway, next Sunday, and I promise we'll get you out of here. No, I know, darn it, it's not to know. Today they're getting on a plane to Miami. Going to Miami. I think there's a song, Going to Miami, isn't there? Anyway, she will be here next Sunday, February 2nd, and she does a lot of kind of dispute between, you know, a lot of, you know, there's a lot of disputes between neighbors as things that are trivial, like, you know, the fence or a tree, and she handles that, you know, and lot line, and I had her come in to one property where I had a buyer. As soon as we closed escrow, the neighbor came over. Of course, he waited till after we closed escrow. The neighbor came over and said, oh, by the way, did you know that your fence, which wasn't even a fence, it was a wall, so it wasn't as easy as just a fence. So did you know that wall is, you know, 1 foot or 6 inches or some ridiculous number on my property? So we had to write up an agreement. Anyway, so Danny helped with that. And so she does that. She does a lot of other things. And we're going to talk about a lot of the different real estate laws and things that can go wrong and how to handle it and who's responsible for what and what to be careful about. So that'll be an interesting show. Good show next week, right before the Super Bowl. And anyway, so that'll be good. So I think we'll take a break. When we come back, we are going to talk about a little bit about the numbers, and then we'll kind of dive in, you know, what's going on in California, getting you who's moving in, who's moving out. And then we're heading into the spring market, so people are getting their houses ready to sell. I want to talk a little bit about things that you need to do to get your house ready to sell. Some of it's pretty, you know, basic and common knowledge, but we'll talk some more about it. And then I have a couple of new listings coming on the market this week, so we'll talk about that. I'm Allison Norman. This is Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman. Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Listen to KSRO on your smartphone or tablet on the TuneIn Radio app. Available for iPhones and Androids. Take KSRO with you on the go in the North Bay or anywhere in the country with the TuneIn Radio app. Sonoma County's News Talk, KSRO. We're everywhere you are.
Real estate in the North Bay is as diverse as its residents. From young families to retirees, you want a real estate professional that knows the region and can get you what you want with the least amount of hassle. Allison Norman of Keller Williams fits the bill.
It's my honor to work with first-time homebuyers, helping them make ownership in the North Bay a reality. It's important to me to get veterans, active military, young families, and single moms into stable homes right here in our community. I have extensive experience with FHA and VA buyers and how to work the ins and outs of getting your offer accepted.
Allison is involved in giving back in our community, too.
I've adopted a care, serve, give business practice, allowing me to give back to the communities I serve and the causes most important to my clients. Through Care, Serve, Give, I donate a charity you select at the close of every escrow.
Call Allison at 707-799-3617. Online at allisonnorman.kw.com.
Traffic on the fives. Weather six times an hour. Sonoma County's Morning News with Pat Kerrigan on FM News Talk, KSRO.
Welcome back to Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman on KSRO. Now, here's more with Allison.
Good morning. We're back. It is Allison Norman, Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman here every Sunday morning on KSRO from 9 to 10 a.m. Thanks for tuning in. Always kind of a wide range of things we talk about, from what's going on in the community, what's happening in real estate, what's happening across the country and around the world. Anyway, so let's talk just briefly about the numbers, because I usually every Sunday go over those. Just, you know, and then next week we'll be into February, so we'll take a real solid look at what happened in January. As, you know, did we start out the year strong or was it sluggish? I think it was pretty good. And there was actually, there was some stuff, you know, that happened in December that didn't close until January. So we're seeing those close too. The numbers are holding pretty steady. As, you know, as we head into, typically right after the Super Bowl, everyone goes, okay, let's put our house on the market. So it's always nice to try and get something on the market before that. Because it's much better to be the only house in a neighborhood or on the block that somebody is looking, you know, much better to be in that position than to be one of four or five or even, you know, two or three. Because, you know, you come on the market at a price that makes sense, that you want to sell your house. And you know, all of a sudden somebody who has a much more time, you know, pressing situation, they need to get their house sold, they want to market low, so, you know, price it low so they can sell it quickly. And all of a sudden here you're sitting there, the higher priced home on the market, whereas before, if they hadn't come on the market yet, you know, you're the only option. So that doesn't mean you can price it, you know, way higher than the value. You've got to price it at the value, but it doesn't help when you start having some competition come on. So the sooner the better, but usually we start picking up right after the Super Bowl, which is coming up February 2nd, next Sunday. And yay, you heard a collective yay in the background. Anyway, so last week I think we were sitting right in the mid sixes for single family homes. We're there again this week. These are active listings in Sonoma County. Single family residents, 630 are active, available. You could put an offer on it today. Really all across the price point. So obviously what you're looking for, there aren't 630 of them, but you know, that's kind of a good look at what the, you know, what the inventory across the county looks like across the price range. Condos, there's 64 active on the market. Multifamily, 2 to 4 units, there are 26. Mobile homes, 88. Residential lots and land, so those are lots that you could build a house on. Not acreage, but just lots and lands. And the reason I'm looking at those is because we had so many that are available because of the fires, that I really want to kind of fine tune it down to that. So residential lots and lands across the county, are there are 276 active lots that you could build a house on. Have to go through the there is it's not as easy as that, and I do get calls from people that say, I want to build a house, I can't find the house I want, so I'm going to build a house, which is great if you can do it and if you have some patience, and it's more expensive than you think, and it is more time consuming. There's a lot that goes into it, so but it is an option and something to think about. So of the fire lots, if we fine-tune that even or filter it down even more, the 954-03-95404 zip codes brings in, you know, that's Coffee Park, that's Larkfield, Mark West area, and up and over Fountain Grove, and those are really the areas we saw most of the burn. And so in that area, there are 134 in that zip code, 134 vacant lots ready to build on. Well, I don't know if they're ready to build on, but you can talk to the county about that or talk to the city, wherever they sit. But those are build lots, and a lot of those are burn lots. And the benefit to purchasing a burn lot is that as part of that resilient, you know, the rebuild, whether it's city of Santa Rosa or the county, they are streamlining the process. They're making it easier to build, easier to get permits, less expensive for the process, and they're really streamlining and pushing it through quicker, more quickly than a lot that isn't in that zone. So that's good to know, and it's nice to see a lot of new homes being built. There are in that same area 63 brand new homes for sale. So if you are thinking, and a big majority of those, I didn't break it down to how many of those. I'd say maybe, I don't know, maybe a quarter of those are, you know, the subdivision homes, because there are some new subdivisions coming in. But really, a big portion of that 63 brand new homes, that are homes built in 2019, are new homes that were built in the fire zone. So whether it's Fountain Grove, Larkfield, Mark West, Coffee Park over that way, some brand new homes. So if you are wanting to get in, and I'm really kind of seeing a trend with people, excuse me, wanting brand new, or wanting updates. They don't want to do the work, and there's always going to be those buyers that like a fixer. And really, it's because you can do the work yourself, save some money, build some sweat equity, get into a house maybe in a neighborhood where you couldn't if it was fixed up. You know, so it makes sense. But really, I'm seeing a trend of people really wanting the house to be done. They want the kitchen fixed up. They want the bathroom fixed up. People don't necessarily want carpeting. They want to, you know, and I've even, you know, I've had clients where we put new carpeting in because you just really had to. And the cost of putting new flooring in is pretty expensive compared to just throwing some carpet in there. A lender won't loan on a property if it has no flooring. So if you you can't just pull out the old yucky carpet and sell it like that. You have to put some carpeting, or, you know, if you want to spend the extra money, put some hardwood flooring or the simulated wood, or, you know, whatever. But that's what kind of the trends that I'm seeing. but anyway, and that's what the new home builders are doing. So if you would like a brand new home, there are some. There's 63 actively on the market right now. In January, like I said, in February, beginning of February, we're going to look at what happened during January as far as home sales. But just a quick peek, there were 158 that sold so far this month, single-family homes, and there are 339 pending, whether it's in the pending process or contingent, which means they're still kind of working through in inspections and loan and appraisal and all of that. But those combined, pending and contingent, there are 339 single-family homes. So, you know, all the number is staying consistent. There's 630 active single family homes this week. However, last week it was about the same, but that doesn't mean that we're not selling any homes. We have, like I said, 339 in escrow. So that's, you know, that's a sign of a pretty strong market. I think we're doing good so far this year. And we're starting to see more. Before we go to the news, I do want to tell you about two new listings I have. I talked about Moonview last week. So I have Moonview Court. Oh, look at that. I didn't bring the paper. I can't. I'm drawing a blank on the address. But it's Moonview Court. It's a small street. You'll find it. It has my sign out in front of it. But that one is coming on the market. I'll pull it up when we go on break. That one's coming on the market, I think tomorrow. We're gonna go live tomorrow. We're trying to finish up taking the photos. This is the homeowner's been in there doing some repairs, doing some painting, really making the house shine, and it took a little longer than it always takes longer than you think. So we are gonna have the photographer there tomorrow taking pictures, and it'll be a ready for showings on Tuesday. So that one's $525,000. It's a three bedroom, two bath. It's, I think, about 1,300 square feet, and it is single level. Great location off of Jennings, off of Marlowe Road, kind of near that the Safeway there on Marlowe Road. So really convenient to Findlay Park. I mean, it's just a great property. The owner had lived there since 1978 and raised the family there. Recently passed away. The trustee's selling the property and still living there, so don't go knock on the door or snoop around, peek in windows. There is somebody living there. But that one will be coming up next, like I said, Tuesday. It'll be in the MLS tomorrow. Any realtors out there listening, it is actually in the coming soon section of the MLS, which is not active to the public, but you'll find it there. I think it's 1532 Moonview. Anyway, another one I just listed this weekend, and it is ready to go, and he's anxious to get it on the market. Not like he's in a hurry to sell it, but he's ready to have it on the market. And that'll be also photos on that tomorrow. We'll be live on that one probably tomorrow or maybe Tuesday. It's 506 Tracy Lane. It's a PUD. It's 465,000, two bedroom, two bath, 1122 square feet, I think. And just really nice, clean, single level. It's on a slab, so you could roll right in if somebody is in a wheelchair and needs that, or somebody, you know, doesn't want any. There's literally no steps into this house. It has a two-car garage. It's just attached by one wall. It really feels like a house. It's an end unit, big backyard, great property. That'll be, and it's a single level. So that one's coming up next week, this coming week. We're going to take a break, go to the news. I'm Allison Norman. This is Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman. We'll be right back after the news.
Join the switch to crystal clear KSRO-FM, 103.5 Santa Rosa, Windsor, 94.5 Petaluma. Hear the difference.
A new case of coronavirus reported in the U.S. It brings the total cases here to three as efforts intensify to fight the dangerous illness that's spreading around the world. Lawyers for the president beginning their opening arguments at the Senate impeachment trial Saturday, attacking Democrats, saying the president did nothing wrong. That trial resumes Monday. From the impeachment trial to the campaign trail, Democratic senators running for president.
Senator Bernie Sanders sprinting from the impeachment trial back out to the campaign trail. Sanders is building momentum, particularly here in Iowa. 8 days out from the first vote, the rest of the pack further behind. Senator Elizabeth Warren dropping 10 points in our poll, but picking up an endorsement from the Des Moines Register, dancing with excitement as she learned the news.
ABC's Rachel Scott in Des Moines. That new ABC News Washington Post poll shows Joe Biden remains ahead. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu en route to Washington to attend the unveiling of President Trump's Mideast peace plan. Palestinians have already rejected it. Dave Packer, ABC News.
KSRO.
Real estate in the North Bay is as diverse as its residents. From young families to retirees, you want a real estate professional that knows the region and can get you what you want with the least amount of hassle. Allison Norman of Keller Williams fits the bill.
It's my honor to work with first-time homebuyers, helping them make ownership in the North Bay a reality. It's important to me to get veterans, active military, young families, and single moms into stable homes right here in our community. I have extensive experience with FHA and VA buyers and how to work the ins and outs of getting your offer accepted.
Allison is involved in giving back in our community, too.
I've adopted a care, serve, give business practice, allowing me to give back to the communities I serve and the causes most important to my clients. Through Care, Serve, Give, I donate a charity you select at the close of every escrow.
Call Allison at 707-799-3617. Online at allisonnorman.kw.com.
With Sonoma County's most accurate, most dependable forecast, here's Daniel Trucios on the KSRO Weather Watch.
No rain expected today. Partly cloudy at 60 degrees, 55 along the coast. Mostly clear skies tonight, low 42, 46 on the shores. Monday's mostly cloudy at 60, 56 in Bodega Bay. Tuesday, very similar, but do expect some morning showers. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on FM News Talk 103.5 and 94.5 KSRO.
Welcome back to Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman on KSRO. Now, here's more with Allison.
Good morning. We're back. My microphone was way over there. Welcome back to the Real Estate Hour. Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman every Sunday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. And I mentioned the interview that George Adair did on his show, which is also on KSRO, and it's on Wednesdays at noon. And I realized I didn't say who the interview was with. It was Supervisor James Gore. I just posted it on the Real Estate Hour Facebook page, Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman. Or you can just go to KSRO.com and find it on the podcast there under George Adair's show on air with George Adair. But it was a really good information and kind of insight from Supervisor James Gore, Sonoma County, talking about, you know, what's happening with the Joe Rodotta Trail, the homelessness issue in Sonoma County, and kind of some solutions I don't know their solution. But anyway, things that they're kind of working on. But it was a good interview, and I just realized that I forgot to even say who it was with. So it was Supervisor James Gore. You can find that interview, and I encourage you to listen. It's a half an hour show every Wednesday. So good stuff. Anyway, we were talking about – what were we talking about? I wanted to talk about – you know, it's funny because I last Sunday after the show, I realized that the press Democrat had this whole front page article about the homelessness in Sonoma County, not necessarily the homelessness, but the exodus of people from California, from Sonoma County, and, you know, some interesting numbers and information about that. And I posted that on the Facebook page as well, but, you know, we are definitely seeing people moving out of California. You know, I think it's important to note that there are people still coming in. You know, however, I think a lot of people, you know, usually come into Sonoma County, California, because of a job, maybe to get closer to a family member an aging family member or a parent that's moving closer to their kids. You know, so we are seeing people moving in, but we definitely are seeing people moving out. But it was a good article in the Press Democrat, and they talk about the county doubling in residents, had been doubling in residents since the mid-1970s and reached a peak of about 503,000 in 2017, just before we had this, the Tubbs fire. And then that kind of started this decline and kind of what they're calling a mass exodus. I don't know if it's a mass exodus, but it is an exodus. But we've been seeing it. And even before the fires, there was articles and information. If you just Google it, that you can see even back, 2014, they were talking about people leaving California. And we've been talking about that for a while. But I do think it is getting more prevalent. And I'm sure if you live here, you've seen it. And not even necessarily leaving California, but leaving Sonoma County. And there are areas in, the Central Valley, Sacramento, that have always kind of been that escape from the high price of Sonoma County. And really, just to remind people, there are people in San Jose, there are people down in San Francisco and the East Bay who are moving into Sonoma County because it is so much less expensive than their areas. So we're an escape for some of those people that are living in, those residents of those areas. And so it's really kind of all relevant to how you look at it and what your situation is. But anyway, so there were, the past 2 years, the county's population declined by an estimated 4,700 people, according to the State Department of Finance. And since the historic North Bay fires 2 years ago, there were almost 800 more births than deaths. So the net foreign migration here grew to 2,155. So it's a little bit skewed because there were more born than died. So, they're looking at not just people moving in and out, but the population and the change in the population. During the two-year period between July 2017 and July 2019, the county's net domestic migration declined by an estimated 7,648 people, according to the state. So it's definitely the people are moving out, and it'll be interesting to see that we don't have the 2020 census is coming up, but the count begins in the spring. And they attribute it, which we all know it's, the big reason people are leaving. A lot of it was the burn, they got burned out of the area, lost their home and just threw up their hands and said, forget it, we're out of here. And I think a lot, some of those people were probably kind of on the edge anyway, thinking, maybe we should move somewhere else. And I think for a lot of people, that was kind of the proverbial straw that broke the camel's back, and said, that's it, we're out of here. Anyway, so I think that was a lot of what we saw. The median price of a single family home in Sonoma County, we're still sitting at, mid 600,000. That's a big reason people are leaving. Cost of housing. And really, I think in this article there that starts out with the story of a couple who had moved here in 6 months before the fires, realized that they could stay and they could make it work. But after moving to a more affordable area, realized that their quality of living went up because they had the money to pay for things, travel and to spend money on things rather than it all going into your house payment. So, I totally get it and it makes sense. I think the reason why a lot of people, and it actually even says this, I was just about to say in the article that left say they miss the county and all of the amenities, but they also said the high cost of living hindered them from fully experiencing and appreciating all the county had to offer. So it's, kind of a catch-22. This is an amazing place we live in. There are people still moving here. Really, we have a lot of incoming people. So I the newspapers tend to dramatize things and make it sound worse than it is. No, they don't do that. Makes for good news and good reading. And, we do, Sonoma County is an amazing place to live. And if, and if works for you and your family, it's a great place to be. And that's also, I think, what's keeping a lot of people here. You know, and I've thought about, you know, where would we go? We didn't live in Sonoma County. There's, you know, people moving up to Washington and Oregon, but it rains a lot up there. I don't know if I want to be in the rain all the time, you know, or people moving inland, but they're not by the ocean. I get in my car and I drive, you know, 20 minutes and I'm at the ocean. So, you know, and we drive through the vineyards and, you know, there's beautiful places all over the world, really, that you could live. But there's just, you know, something about California. And I think that's what keeps us going is, and the high you pay, it's the sunshine tax, they call it. You know, you pay more money to live here. But anyway, it's just, you know, there's some interesting numbers, ins and outs. And one of the California's, this is an article from, it was updated November, it was written November 4, 2019, but it says 691,145 Californians left last year. What state did they go to, is this article? That's a huge number. But there's also, look and see if they said the number of people that actually moved in, because there are people that moved in as well. 34.2 million Californians did not move, so... There's that, that we stayed put. And I know some of us stayed put because we're just kind of starting to come out of being stuck in a negative equity situation or not enough equity for a move to make sense. You know, anybody that went through the crash, bought prior to, you know, back in 2003, 4, 5, you know, even 6, bought at the top of the market, we're sitting in negative equity for, you know, a very big portion of the decade, or the last 10 years that we've had. Anyway, top destinations that people are going, in raw terms of people moving, the top spot for Californians is Texas, which got 86,164 Californians. Next came Arizona, 68,569. I'm hearing, like I said, this is why I was going to have somebody come on and talk about that. I'm hearing a lot of people talking about moving to Arizona. I don't know. There's some really cool, as in not 110 degrees. There are some places in Arizona that are not, you know, terribly, unbearably hot. My dad lived in Tucson for a while, and I visited him a couple times, and it is cooler there. You're kind of in the mountains. Prescott, I think why a lot of people, Californians especially, are looking at that as an option is it doesn't get as hot. They are kind of up in the mountains. There's snow in the winter. I have a friend who moved to Sedona, Arizona. Another realtor friend of mine who moved from Southern California to Flagstaff, Arizona. So that northern part of Arizona is not quite as, you know, as bad as in the valley of, you know, Phoenix area, the flat area where it gets so hot. Anyway, Washington State, 55,000 people moved there. Nevada, 50,000. Oregon, 43,000. All told, California had the most exits among the state. And that grew by 4% in a year of the states. Anyway, the largest net gain, Texas also had the largest net gain from California. More ins and outs, more ins than outs. Next was Arizona, Nevada, Oregon, and then Washington. And then Idaho, greatest ratio of ins to outs was Idaho. So more people moving into Idaho than moving out. And I'm hearing of people looking at Idaho as an option too. Boise, Idaho, Sun, I'm trying to think of the name of the area in Idaho. And then Salt Lake City, Sandy. What is that? Salt Lake City. Anyway, there are some people moving there. So there are some areas that are, and Ohio too. Ohio, I've seen some really low priced homes in Ohio. So whether you're looking at getting out of the area or getting an investment property, Ohio is a good place to look at too. They have some really nice low priced homes. But then, you know, you got to look at the area too and see if it works. South Carolina is another good one. So lots of, if you are thinking about getting the heck out of California, you know, I would put a lot of thought into what a nice excuse to go travel and kind of check out some areas. I have a couple of friends that I know that are doing that as well. You know, you really go in and experience the area and see what you like about it and what you don't, and talk to a good realtor there and find out about what's going on. And it's just interesting to see where else you could be in California or in the United States. Anyway, we're going to take a break. It is the Real Estate Hour. This is Allison Norman. We'll come back, finish up the show, talking about getting yourself ready for the market. If you are thinking about selling, whether you're moving across town or across the country, I'll tell you some tips to get your house ready. We'll be right back. This is Allison Norman, Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman. We'll be right back.
Keep on top of what's happening on Wall Street and why. Mornings at 12 and 42 past the hour with financial editor Steve Reuter. All day long at 31 past with CNBC. From FM News Talk Radio 103.5 and 94.5, KSRO.
Real estate in the North Bay is as diverse as its residents. From young families to retirees, you want a real estate professional that knows the region and can get you what you want with the least amount of hassle. Allison Norman of Keller Williams fits the bill.
It's my honor to work with first-time homebuyers, helping them make ownership in the North Bay a reality. It's important to me to get veterans, active military, young families, and single moms into stable homes right here in our community. I have extensive experience with FHA and VA buyers and how to work the ins and outs of getting your offer accepted.
Allison is involved in giving back in our community, too.
I've adopted a care, serve, give business practice, allowing me to give back to the communities I serve and the causes most important to my clients. Through Care, Serve, Give, I donate a charity you select at the close of every escrow.
Call Allison at 707-799-3617. Online at allisonnorman.kw.com.
Petaluma hears FM News Talk KSRO on Crystal Clear FM at 94.5.
Welcome back to Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman on KSRO. Now, here's more with Allison.
Good morning. We're back. It is Allison Norman, Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman. Every Sunday morning, I'm here talking about real estate, talking about what's going on in the county, what's going on in the country, across the world. Whether it's real estate, I think everything. So when I'm in real estate, I think everything is kind of real estate related. But really, you should as well, because really what's going on in the world affects whether it affects interest rates or home values in a certain area. It really all kind of comes back to real estate. And, you know, there's statistics of what the huge ripple effect real estate has, you know, just a single home purchase or sale, and what the ripple effect that has across the community as far as, you know, money that's spent. Somebody buys a home and they're you know, they're hiring inspectors and they're hiring contractors. Maybe they're going and buying some, you know, granite or tile to redo their countertop. Updating their kitchens, carpeting, you know, and schools, and there's just so much that happens when a real estate transaction takes place. So it really does affect the entire community, and the health of the community in turn affects real estate and home values and all that. And that's why we have such a broad kind of a broad look at what's going on in the world. And the homelessness is a huge issue in California, and the fact that people are moving out of California, and, you know, the rents, and it's just, it all kind of ties back in together. Anyway, so if you are thinking about selling your house, there's, like I said, we're coming into the spring market is when the real estate market really picks up. People like to wait until, you know, and get past the holidays, get family out of there and get the house cleaned up, do the spring cleaning. The flowers are starting to bloom. I don't know. You hear the argument that the weather's better, you know, but really January through much of March is rain in Sonoma County, you know, so you can't really argue that. But the, you know, the flowers, the, you know, just being able to get out there and do some repairs to the house if you need to. But so typically that's what we see is the real estate market starts picking up in spring, usually beginning of February, just kind of oddly, coincidentally, I don't know. It's like right after the Super Bowl, we start seeing an increase in homes coming on the market. And, if you are thinking about getting your house ready, there are some things. You don't have to go crazy and do, you know, a major overhaul on the house. It depends on what your situation is. If you are thinking about selling your house this year and you want to do some updates first, you know, there are some things that you can do that you will get a return on your investment. However, there's also there's also things that you're not going to ever get your money back. And you know, you should do it maybe to make yourself feel good and while you're living there. It's so funny how many people wait till, you know, they wait till it's time to sell their house to redo their kitchen. It's like, well, and then they go, oh my gosh, this is so nice, I don't want to move. Or, you know, why didn't I do this sooner, and why not do it sooner and enjoy it? Because you're really not going to get, if it's just a really inexpensive kitchen overhaul, you can put a new, you can paint the cabinets, you can put a new countertop, new hardware, new sink and faucets. I mean, there's things that you can do that will really spruce up a kitchen or a bathroom without having to do this whole big fancy kitchen remodel that's going to cost you $20,000-$30,000 or more in some cases, and you're not going to get the return on investment on that. Things like putting a pool in, you don't get the return on investment on that either, but you will you enjoy it? You know, so I get questions from people about that. Should I put a pool? Am I going to get my money back in 5 years when I sell the house? No, not really. Actually, putting a pool sometimes takes away value. If somebody doesn't want a pool, they're looking at what it's going to cost to fill it, you know. So there are things you should do for your own personal enjoyment of the house, but if you are thinking about things to do to get your house ready, really one of the most important things, you know, I think is kind of initial things is clean up, you know, get your front yard, get your curb appeal working good, because there are people that will drive by the house and go, oh, never mind. So they, you know, you want to make that good first impression. And, you know, so get the yard cleaned up. And I know, you know, we like my front yard right now, the flowers, there are no flowers blooming. Everything is dormant right now. So, you know, maybe look at putting in some bark, putting in some, you know, early spring flowers, some bulbs that are going to come up. Daffodils are nice, and seem to bloom really early. I'm already seeing some of them coming up. So things like that, you know, putting some, making that, and really get out there and look at your front door, because a lot of people go in through the garage and they never look at their front door, and there's, you know, leaves on the ground. There's a couple of newspapers sitting there, or some mail, or, you know, people come knock on your door and drop little door hangers off or whatever. There's cobwebs, there's, you know, so look at your front door, because that's where the people are going to be standing, you know, while the realtor is getting the key out of the lockbox. They're standing there looking around. If the first thing they see is a dirty front entryway, it just kind of puts that idea in their mind that maybe the house isn't really very well taken care of. So you want to make that nice initial curb appeal. And then decluttering is one of the most important things you can do, really. It doesn't cost you anything. It's and it makes a big impact. So, you know, start what we call pre-packing, and, you know, get some boxes, start putting things you're going to move. The goal is to move, right? To sell your house and to move. You're going to start putting things away, clearing out some the bookshelves, you know, so that that's not so much kitchen counters. Get things down into the cupboard, and, you know, bedrooms, bathrooms. You don't need, you know, bathroom. You don't need, you know, so much stuff on the bathroom counter. You don't need so much stuff, you know, in the living room. Just, you know, if you have a lot of furniture, maybe consider putting some of it out in the garage, unless you need to fit a car in the garage. Or even in storage, you know, you're decluttering, making the house look bigger by removing some of the stuff is really important to do. And then depersonalizing is another thing. You know, if you have a lot of family photos, you know, it's nice to have some. People like to go through and look look at your family photos. But really, you can kind of depersonalize it a little bit. That you want people to feel like when they walk in your house that they can picture themselves living there. So making it so much about you and your family and your life there, you know, kind of just try and tone it down a little bit if you have an excessive amount of personal family stuff. It just kind of helps when somebody is trying to picture themselves living there. And the other thing I would say is, you know, when we talk about decluttering, going back to that for a minute, is just be aware. People do open your closet. They're going to want to see how big the closet is. They're not being nosy. They want to see how big the closet is. They might open kitchen cabinets to see, you know, how are they old drawers? Or are they the nice silent closed drawers? You know, so just know that people will be doing that. And then also, you know, valuables, get rid of, you know, put in a safe place. Or, maybe if you have a safe or have somewhere that you can put your valuables or and medication to make sure there's not a bunch of medication in your cupboards, prescription, you know, things, because it's just there are some bad people in the world that might get it, you know, go snooping around. And we you know, the goal is to have your agent, you know, the agent will be there walking around with the person. If you're going to have an open house, just know that, you know, we can watch people a lot, but there's always, you know, little kids that might take some valuable little trinket off the table. Anyway, so just that's something good to do as you're doing that declutter process. Kind of think about that, get it, putting away the valuables and the prescription drugs. So repainting, if you have, you know, bright purple, green, blue, red walls, think about toning it down a little bit. It can make a big difference. Of just getting a nice neutral tone, and having said that, there are also some really nice designer colors. There are some nice some color that are added to home that you don't necessarily need to. You don't need to be completely neutral. There are some really nice tones and colors that are not overwhelming. And that makes sense to keep that. But if you have some really bright colors that really take away from what the house actually looks like, you might want to kind of tone it down with some neutral grays, you know, beige, cream colors. Those are, the gray is really in right now. So, you know, like a light gray. So just that's something easy, inexpensive you can do to really spruce up the house quickly to get it ready for the market. And then this one's really important is touch up scuff marks. Go, you know, kind of take a walk through your house and look, are there banged up areas around the doorways and the, you know, the baseboards, or are they dirty? Clean the baseboards or repaint them. Really, a lot of times you can just clean. You don't need to repaint. Just, you know, clean the walls, look for little holes. If there's a hole in the wall behind the doorknob, you know, have that repaired. And the reason why this is so important is once a buyer, potential buyer, sees this, you know, sees little damage here and there, they start looking around to see what else there is. Like, oh, there's this. And then they start horribilizing, you know, these little things and figure, well, you must not take good care of the house if all of this is like that. That goes along with loose handles, doorknobs. Make sure you add some flowers in, some color in the house or some plants. It really adds a lot. And really an important one is the smell and clean. People like clean. So if you are thinking about selling your house, I'm glad to come out and take a look at your property, let you know what I think you should do or maybe don't have to do. You can give me a call direct, 707-799-3617. I got to get out of here. This is Allison Norman, Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman. Danny Pavone will be here next week talking about real estate law, and we will see you then next Sunday. Happy Sunday.
The preceding was a paid presentation. This is Sonoma County's News Talk, K23 3CM Petaluma, K278CD KSRO Santa Rosa.
From ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. A third case of coronavirus.